The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Tezvov. Mar brings the pasuk in the Megillah, Vayavar Mordechai. The Gemara darshins, what does it mean, Vayavar Mordechai? The Mordechai passed over something. Amar Rav, Shehever Yemishin Shal Pesach B'tainis. The Gemara says that the story of Purim took place right before Pesach. In fact, the Megillah itself says, Megillah says that when Haman originally went to Achashverosh and they decided they were going to make Gzeirah to wipe out Klal Yisrael, the Megillah itself writes what day were those letters, those Igros, written. They were written on the 13th day of the first month, Chodesh Nisan. So it was Yud Gimel Nisan. 3 days before Tezlov Nisan, 3 days before Pesach, the first day of Pesach, when the original letters were sent out. And that was the time when Mordechai and Esther discovered when that there was such a gzeirah. And Esther told Mordechai, Leich Knoises Kol HaYehudim Tzumo Olai, they should fast for 3 days, Shloshes Yomim Lai L'Viyoyim. So therefore, it would come out that one of those 3 days is going to be the first day of Pesach. So the Gemara says, Shehever Yermishin Shal Pesach B'tainis, even though normally we know the first day of Pesach, aside from the fact that it's a Yom Tov, and generally speaking, you're not allowed to fast on Yom Tov, aside from that, Pesach is the Yom Tov where there's specific mitzvah to eat specific things, mitzvah to eat matzah and eat mar. Nevertheless, it was so important to be mevatel as gzeira that Haman and that Mordechai and Esther made a takana that they were mechuyev on everybody to fast, even on the first day of Pesach. That's what the Gemara means. Shehever Yermishin Shal Pesach B'tainis. Now, Rashi writes, what were these 3 days? Which 3 days were the 3 days that Klal Yisrael fasted? So Rashi says, we said before, that the Igros, the letters were written on the 13th day of Nisan. Says Rashi, when the letters went out, and Mordechai and Esther decided to fast, so they said they were going to fast on Yud Dalet, Tezvav, and Tezayin, the 14th, 15th, and 16th days of Nisan. And then Rashi says, after that, Uve Tezayin Ve'erev, the end of Tezayin, at the end of the 3 days of fasting, Rashi says that was when Haman was hung. Now, we know the story from the Megillah that the Pasuk says that they started fasting. Then the Pasuk says that Esther went to Achashverosh, and then they invited Haman to a party. And then at the party, Esther said, let's come again tomorrow, that Haman and Achashverosh should come again the next day. And when they came the next day, that's when Esther told Achashverosh that Haman wants to kill her. And then right away, that's when Achashverosh said they should kill Haman. So if we work backwards, according to what Rashi is saying, the second day, the day of the second Mishnah, was Tezayin, because that was the day Haman was hung. So the day of the first Mishnah, which is the day that Esther went to Achashverosh, was Tezvav. Was the first day of Pesach, was Tezvav Nisan. Now, there's a problem here. Because the Pasuk says, and the Gemara later on the same daf brings the Pasuk says, Vayiba Yom HaShlishi. It was on the third day, Esther got dressed up, and she went to Achashverosh. And then that was the day that they made the first Mishnah. The problem is, how could the Pasuk say it was Vayibi Yom HaShlishi? It was the third day of what? According to Rashi's Cheshbon, what happened was that Esther went to Achashverosh on Tezvav, which was only the second day of the fasting. He said there were going to be 3 days of fasting, but she already went to Achashverosh on the second day. And then he pushed off Haman, and they pushed off another Mishnah till the third day. So how could the Pasuk say Vayibi Yom HaShlishi? What does it mean that Esther went to Achashverosh on the third day? It was only the second day of the fast. So this kasha actually is by Rashi later on, Adav Tezayin Amin Aleph. And Rashi over there says that really, when the Pasuk says Vayhi Beyom HaShlishi, it doesn't mean it was the third day of the fast. It was really only the second day. It was the third day after the message was sent out. The message again was sent out on Yud Gimel. So Tezvav, which was the day that Esther went to Achashverosh, was the third day, because there's Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, and Tezvav. In fact, Rashi over there says that he has a right to this pshat, that the that the fast was still going on the second day that Esther went to Esther had the Mishnah with Achashverosh and with Haman. It must be like that, because the Gemara says that Haman took Mordechai around on the Achashverosh's horse, on the horse. He took him to the whole thing, the whole city. He said, Kach yas l'ish. Then the Gemara says that Haman and Mordechai went back. And the Gemara says, Mordechai went back with Saka Lutanisa. He went back to his fasting. Why did Mordechai go back to his fasting? Because there was still a fast there. Now, if we say that Esther went to Achashverosh for the first time on the third day of the fast, that means that the next day was already after the fast was over, because there was no fast. The only fasting was only 3 days, not 4 days. So why, on the next day, when Haman took Mordechai around Shushan, why would Mordechai still be fasting? It must be that Esther really went to Achashverosh on the second day. It was only the second day of the fast. And then the next day was still the third day. They were still fasting. And that's the way that Rashi learns the Gemara, and that's the way Rashi learns the Psukim. Another raya of the Gemara over there says that when Haman came to take Mordechai around, Mordechai was darshaning about the Mincha Sa'imer, the carbon that he says that was in Yonad Yoimer, that was the carbon that was brought that day. Now we know that the Mincha Sa'imer is not brought on the first day of Pesach, it's brought on the second day of Pesach, which is the reason we start Sfir Sa'imer from the second night of Pesach. And it was in Yonad Yoimer because it was something that was going to be brought that day. So you see clearly from the Gemara that the day that Haman came from Mordechai, which is the day that Muhammad ended up getting killed, was Tezayin, was the 16th day of Nisan. Problem with this Cheshbon is the question that the Marsha asks, that we find in a Medrash, not like this. And in fact, the Medrash, this Medrash is also Merumas, we speak it out at the end of the Seder. There's a long piyut at the end of the Seder that speaks it out. All the things that happened on the night of Pesach, the night of Tezlov Nisan. And one of the things it says there is that this, that the Megillah says, V'layla ahu nod l'shnas ha-melech. And that night there was a tremendous chus, and that's the night that the Gzeira was overturned, and Achashverosh couldn't sleep. That night was actually the night of Pesach. It was Leil Tezvov, it was the night of Tezvov Nisan. As the Marsha brings from a Medrash. Problem is that it doesn't really fit with this Cheshbon, because in order for this Cheshbon to work, we have to say that the first day that Esther came to Achashverosh was the 15th day of Nisan, and Balayla, who knows the Shas HaMelech, is the night after that day. It was the night after that party that Achashverosh couldn't sleep. So it was the night of the next day. It was Leil Tezayin Nisan. It was already the night after the night of the Seder. So it doesn't fit in with the Medrash. The Medrash says that night was actually Leil Tezvov. It was the first night of Pesach, not the second night of Pesach. So the Marsha over there says the Teretz that it's not really true. It's a very shver Marsha. The Marsha tries to fit the Pirish of Rashi together with the Medrash. And Kinnira, the Pashup Shat, that it doesn't really fit. And you have to say it's Machloikis, Taka Machloikis between the Medrash and the Gemara. However, Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz and Yaris Dvash wants to suggest the Teretz, that the Medrash could Taka fit with Rashi's Pshat and the Gemara. It's very possible they could fit. How could they fit? Says Yonis and Eibshitz, where did the story of Purim take place? It took place in Shushan Habira. Shushan Habira is not in Eretz Yisrael. Shushan Habira is Paras. It's in the middle of Paras Umadai. It's in the middle of Chutz Laaretz. Now the story of Purim took place after Kairish gave permission for Klal Yisrael to go up to Yerushalayim, to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And some people tacker bent. It says in the Psukim that originally there were people who actually went up to Yerushalayim. Not everybody went, and then they took away their permission afterwards. So says the Aris Devash, it's most likely that the majority of the Sanhedrin had already returned to Eretz Yisrael. Now, we know that every month we have Rish Chodesh. Who decides what day Rish Chodesh should be? So in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the day of Rosh Chodesh was determined by the Bezdin. It was determined by the Bezdin that was in charge of Eretz Yisrael, which is the Sanhedrin. So at the time of Achashverosh, in the time of the Nes of Purim, the Sanhedrin was already back home in Eretz Yisrael. So where did they decide what day Rosh Chodesh should be? That gets decided in Eretz Yisrael during the time of the Nes of Purim. Now, what happens if somebody lives very far away from the Sanhedrin, wherever the Sanhedrin decides what day Rosh Chodesh should be? So the halacha is that the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, they used to send out shluchim, and the shluchim were meidia what day Rosh Chodesh was. If Rosh Chodesh there was 30 days in the month, if there wasn't 30 days in the month, if there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh and 1 day Rosh Chodesh, but people were far away until the shluchim would come, they wouldn't know. So that's why, in places and far away in Chutz Laaretz, that's where the halacha comes from to keep 2 days yom for the sake of the yom. Because if you live far away and the shluchim hadn't reached that area yet, so when it came the 15th day of Nisan, the Moshe, it comes to Pesach, we don't know what day it really is. It could be that the month previous month was Chosah, and today is the 15th. It could be that the previous month was Malach, had extra days, so today is not really the 15th. Tomorrow is the 15th. So that's why all the yom tovim in Chutz Laaretz, we keep 2 days for sake of the yom. Even today we keep 2 days, because even though today the Gemara says we know the halachas and we know what the Rosh Chodesh is, but it's exeter, it's minig avisayim b'yadayim, that's why we keep 2 days yom. So Zokti Arizash, according to this, it comes out that Mordechai and Esther, who were in Shushan Avir, they weren't in Eretz Yisrael, they wouldn't know for sure what day Pesach really was. They would have to keep 2 days yom, 2 days of Pesach, because the Sanhedrin Eretz Yisrael will establish what day Pesach really will be. So, but they don't know whether Pesach will be on what they consider the 15th. They don't know whether the Rosh Chodesh Nisan was Mali or was Chosah. So the Ari Zvash, that Mordechai and Esther assumed that Rosh Chodesh Nisan was Chosah, that Adar really only had 29 days. That's Pak of the Halacha, Bizman Azeh. Adar always has 29 days. Adar Samech LeNisan, the Gemara says, La'ilum Chosah. So therefore, they assumed that Rosh Chodesh Nisan had 1 day. So they started counting, and when they got to Yud Gimel, that was the day that the Ratzon went out. That was the day the letters were sent. And now Mordechai and Esther decided that it was very important that they should fast Yud Dalid, Tezvav, and Tezayin. They have to fast 3 days, even though they're going to be Mevatel, the mitzvahs of Yom Tov, because you're not going to be able to be Mekayim the mitzvahs of Yom Tov. You have to fast on Yom Tov. However, Zot the Ari Zvash, that in reality the Beis Din Eretz Yisrael decided that month that Rosh Chodesh Nisan should have 2 days, that really Adar will be Molei. So in reality, when the Megillah says that the story has started happening on Yud Gimel Nisan, it wasn't really Yud Gimel Nisan. It was really Yud Beis Nisan. And therefore the fast of Liba de Emes, Klapi Shmai Galio, in Shemayim, the fast days really didn't take place on Yud Dalet, on Tezov and Tezayin. They really took place on Yud Gimel, Yudal and Tezvov. And according to this, it comes out that the night that Avalailahu Nodlashtas HaMelech, which was the night before Hon was hung, which was, according to Rashi, was Tezayin, it wasn't really Tezayin, it was really Lel Tezvov. And that's Tak what the Medrash says, the Avalailahu Nodlashtas HaMelech, in Shemayim, they were Nisayr because it was Tak of the night of Pesach. Why were they Nisayr? Because Alibi the Emes, it really was the night of Pesach. Even though in Shushan they didn't know yet, they would only find out later that was night of Pesach. At the time they thought it was Tezayin, but the emes was that in Shemayim it was really Tezvav.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.